ESPN Radio.
Okay, Bob the Blade, 99.9 The Fan. What do all these names have in common? CJ Fair, RG3, CC Sabathia, AI, LT, and for all you youngins, that's Lawrence Taylor. A linebacker that absolutely changed the game. A linebacker that changed offenses. Yeah, they're all athletes that go by initials. Never trust anyone that goes by initials. Hey, I'm sorry, I just don't trust anyone that goes by initials.
Woo!
One of my weird things. Speaking of LT or Lawrence Taylor, there wasn't a quarterback in the NFL that didn't dread seeing Lawrence Taylor across the line of scrimmage before a passing play. There are stories of quarterbacks that change passing plays sent in by the offensive coordinators after seeing Lawrence Taylor hovering. That's what I mean by changing the game and changing offenses. That's what Lawrence Taylor did. He's been called the greatest defensive player ever in the National Football League. I guess you'd need the word arguably before that ostentatious statement. My favorite defensive player of all time, and I'm not saying he was the best defensive player of all time, but some might. His name was Dick Butkus, number 51. And, you know, I always remember his counterpart on that Chicago Bears defense. Who remembers number 55, Doug Buffone? Just the name, right? But Dick Butkus was totally feared. That's the key word here in this conversation, feared, in his day. And there was none meaner. There's a difference between feared and respected. Dick Butkus was feared. Pick one. Jonathan Vilma, current linebacker. He's respected. You know, again, there's a difference between feared and respect. There's a difference between feared and intense. Mike Singletary, you know that look in the helmet across the line of scrimmage that everybody has seen. Mike Singletary was intense. There's a difference between feared and beast. Now, that's a trendy term that many players use to describe themselves, beast. Overused word, that word. Oh, he's a beast, you know. If you're a linebacker, more than anything else, you want to be feared. Very few linebackers were feared. The top three feared linebackers coming your way shortly. All right, let me try it again. It is a linebacker crawling through the carnage of the scrimmage line and devouring the quarterback. Thank you. There's no chance. John Facenda, the one and only. But back to my favorite linebacker, Dick Butkus. I thought I'd give it a shot, see how bad I could do. But back to my favorite linebacker, Mr. Dick Butkus. If for no other reason, the name, Dick Butkus. Dick Butkus. Now, that's a name a mean linebacker should have. Dick Butkus. Harry Carson is no name for a mean linebacker, Hall of Fame. Neither is Andre Tippett, another Hall of Famer. Hey, Ray Lewis, that's not even a name for a mean linebacker. Yeah. A couple of Hall of Fame guys there, but Butkus, man. Dick Butkus. Favorite NFL defensive player ever. And not just linebacker, but player. I met him once in 1982 at Riceville Beach at a surfing contest. My station had WHSL. They had a surfing contest yearly, and it was fascinating because they had no waves down there, but they had the contest anyway. But Dick Butkus was there because he was representing Miller Lite, right? And he's fun and really a nice guy. Yeah, and you know, another reason why I like him is because he was great and funny in those Miller Lite commercials. I was just thinking about those in the day. But I really like him because of the name Dick Butkus. I'm a Steelers fan, and it is something to say that I like Dick Butkus better than Jack Lambert. But boy, that's a close call. Whew. Okay, the list. Here it is. The most feared NFL linebackers in ascending or descending order. I'm going from number three to number one. So is that descending or ascending? Three most feared linebackers for our time, right? You know, I wasn't around for Ray Nitschke, so he's out of the list here. Really, there are just three for our time. Number three, Jack Lambert. No teeth. Just that visual. You know, two, Dick Butkus. Come on. You know, who is the meanest and the most feared NFL linebacker? It's Lawrence Taylor, LT. Yeah, sure, I feel good about saying that. LT was the most feared NFL linebacker ever. Ray Lewis, my man across the hall, says, sure, you wouldn't want to be around him off the football field either. Or in a nightclub.
Oh, no, you didn't.
LT, but still never trust anybody that goes by initials. I've told you that. He played his entire career, LT. Let's think about him for a sec. For the Giants, entire career for the Giants. And the Sporting News has said that he was the greatest defensive player ever. I think Sports Illustrated said the same. I saw him on TV all those years, and I saw him play in person at Giant Stadium in the mid-80s. And, you know, he went to UNC, as you know. Disruptive force? Disruptive force. He changed passing schemes. He changed pass rushing schemes. Offensive line play? He changed offensive formations. Who else did that? Think what a big statement that is for just one man to change pass rushing schemes, offensive line play, formations of 11-man teams in the NFL. In football, you can always maim a person if you wanted to, said LT. He lived it, man. The drugs in his second year of the NFL, several suspensions for failing drug tests, and it got worse after he retired. He was jailed for drugs three times. Then he got clean and sober for 11 years from 1989 through 2009, right? And I'm not sure what happened after that. I never heard about any kind of a relapse or anything. Really, the only thing I heard about him lately was that 2011 sexual misconduct thing, you know, 16-year-old. He pleaded guilty to that, and he did some acting, right, and some commentating prior to that ordeal he had, but he was disgraced, you know, so it's been difficult for the guy. Hey, when you Google Lawrence Taylor, the first thing that comes up is that 16-year-old thing. So that's no good. Remember, people were aghast. Remember the word got out that he was selling a Super Bowl ring a couple of years ago? People were aghast. Oh, he's selling out. He's selling a Super Bowl ring. I mean, what's wrong with that? You know, I remember selling my Styx records in college for rent and beer money, and selling my Styx records is the equivalent to me as a Super Bowl ring was to LT, I'm sure. But, I mean, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Telling you, man, this world's all about promotion. You have to carefully craft a great image to remain successful after your athletic skills wane. You do. You need luck, and you need to be a nice guy, I guess. You need to keep your nose clean. We still see Richard Petty on TV. There's a good one. He's still a very good spokesman, ambassador for racing. Jack Nicklaus is another. Is there a better ambassador to the game of golf than Jack Nicklaus? Who else crafted it, if you can think? I'm available, man. 860-5-FAN or 860-5326. Who else crafted a... I always run the phone numbers too quickly. 860-5326. Who else crafted a squeaky clean image that we still see on TV after incredible athletic careers? Joe Montana. There's a good one. Joe Montana's a good one. LT will never have a good name because of his antics. You know.
ESPN Radio. Official station of Caniac Nation, WCMC HD1, Holly Springs, Raleigh-Durham, 99.9, The Fan, ESPN Radio.